This morning, I'm talking to Jude Spooner, your managing director of the Rara Theatre Company. Tell me, it's a charity. Tell me a little bit about the theatre company.
Well, we set up in 2001, and we're a community theatre company that takes theatre into the community. Basically, we go to community centres, old people's homes, residential homes. We also do a lot of work in schools, a lot of work with NEET children. That's not an education, employment or training. We also do some work on human trafficking with the police. And we've also toured, sort of met some major theatres with that piece. And we now do it as a training platform as well to educate sort of like frontline workers on spotting the signs of trafficking.
Gosh, that's a big brief, isn't
we
it?
We do a lot, and that's not what I wrote. So it's kind of like as a company, we do lots and lots. And I think I approached Radio Jackie kind of to tell you guys about the funding we've received from the Wimbledon Foundation, which is really supporting our work with vulnerable people in the community, particularly the elderly.
Let's rewind a bit. The actors in your theatre, are they professional actors? Are they amateur actors?
No, we're all professional actors. We're all professional trained actors that have got a heart and a passion for taking theatre to people that can't get to the theatre and making sure theatre is inclusive, making sure that the creativity just bubbles in the community. Because I think sometimes theatre can be really, it's not everyone can access it. So for us, it's about making sure theatre is a part of community, not just a part of, you know, mainstream theatres. So we're all professional.
Yeah, so part of the funding you get, it pays for the actors to do the...
Yeah, the show and to perform and the rehearsals and kind of putting the piece together. And yeah, so pays for all the artists to be able to do what they do and love.
Yeah, and if somebody wants to join the theatre as an actor, do they audition with you?
Yeah, so we hold regular auditions. We love to re-employ people that we've worked with previously. And what we really look for in actors is someone that's got a heart for this kind of work, because it's not everyone's cup of tea. And some actors just want to go out there and be famous. But for me, it's really about people that want to be creative and actually want to give something back to the community. You know, there's so many actors out there with some amazing skills, and to take those to people that are isolated, vulnerable and lonely and share that and, you know, bring theatre alive is really magical. So kind of that's the sort of actors we look for.
That's brilliant. So let's talk a little bit about this recent funding you've had for the Wimbledon Foundation. And you're now going to do, I think, two shows to elderly people in the community and care homes. Tell me a little bit about that.
So yeah, so it's we do lots of shows each year, but we've got two summer shows going out this year. And one's called Country Rose. It's all the old country and western classics, which really has been really magical, because a lot of the elderly population really love this era, and then kind of the songs have really, especially with dementia patients, have really kind of engaged them and got them, you know, singing along. And it's just been really lovely to see. And the next one is called Summer Singing Sensations, and it's really about summer, and it's looking at summers from the past and music that reminds us of the summer, and kind of just bringing a bit of sort of summer holiday to people that won't go on a holiday this year, and just a bit of fun. And so it's great, and we're really grateful to Wimbledon Foundation, who have allowed us to do 30 of these shows free within the boroughs of Merton and Wandsworth. So it's been really great, because I think a lot of care settings have really been hard hit recently, and their funding has been cut. And so to still be able to have projects like this, I think, is really important. And, you know, it's important to be happy. It's important to have fun, you know, especially when you get to their age. And I think it's just about a bit of light relief and fun. And I think we're all about fun and just bringing some fun and also connection. I think sort of when we applied for the funding, we said we're not just going to go in and perform to them, we actually want to go in and say hello and chat to them and get them involved. And because sometimes when you've been stuck in a care home, you people don't come and talk to you, they kind of and they're just left there to sit. And actually I say to my actors, the chat you have before the show is just as important as the show, because actually chatting to someone and making that, we all need personal connection. And so for us, it's about making those personal connections as well, which we then involve in the show. So we then get them involved in the show and joining in. And we find if we make that personal connection first, that they will get involved in the show. And it's really lovely to kind of see them up dancing, singing along, and just the banter. I love that they will give us a bit of banter, and yeah, it's really fun. So we're really grateful to Wimbledon Foundation. And it's especially lovely at the moment because the tennis is going on at the moment, and we've kind of made reference to that in the show. And it's lovely that that's kind of going on at the same time, and we can kind of, we hadn't planned it like that. It just has happened that way. And it's kind of, because when we talk about what we love about summer, you know, we always say we love Wimbledon tennis and, you know, being based in Merton. And so it has been really special.
There's a fair bit of improv, isn't there, when you're in there, presumably?
There is, because we want to hear what they've got to say. We don't just want to tell them what we think summer's about. We kind of say, you know, what do you like about summer? What songs do you like? Where's your favourite holiday? And it's kind of, we've got these postcards that we kind of hand out, and kind of we pretend that we've received all these postcards and we're giving them out. And it's kind of lots of memories, and it's great what they share with us and their stories. And because we all want to be listened to. And so it's really magical to hear some of their stories.
I should imagine some of the stories will be a good sort of staging for another show in the future. You come away thinking with even more ideas than you went in with.
Yeah. There are some lovely characters. And I love it when they kind of, when they do heckle us and they become part of the show. And, you know, like one lady was up pretty much for every single song, and we're like, okay, this is absolutely fine. You know, you can just sing and join in, and then kind of, and we've had a couple of instances where we've done a few dementia places, and we've like, oh, that, you know, we haven't thought it's gone that well. And then the carers have come up to us afterwards and said, this lady has not spoken. She doesn't speak, but she's just sang along to your show. And she might not have spoken to you, but actually she has sung along and been part of it. And then we kind of realised that the work we're doing is, we may not always see the impact, but actually, you know, music can evoke so much in people's, you know, minds and memories. And I think it's really important for dementia patients. And it's really important as well, I think, for family members to see that. Yeah. And so when family members come, I kind of, like, there was a lady recently who was in tears watching her mum, because her mum doesn't engage anymore, but her mum was sat there engaging, and my nan had dementia, and kind of like, it was really lovely to, when I went to her, I would always run songs for the shows past her, and she would sing along, and I was like, if she knows this song, it will go in the show. And so I think for me, I have got a real heart for, you know, and people with dementia, and actually kind of just having fun and using those memories and making those connections.
Who did you actually start the theatre company?
I did. I started the theatre company back in 2001. I graduated as an actor. I trained as an actor, and I kind of did lots of jobs. And I was like, you want me to do what? For how much? And I was like, I can't afford to live on this. And then jokingly, someone said to me, why don't you do it yourself? And I laughed, and I was like, and then she's like, no, why don't you? And I was like, yeah, why don't I do this myself? And so I did. And I was like, I'll see how it goes. And I really love it, because I think I'm not sure I ever wanted to be like an actor. I think I'm more creative than I am an actor. So I really love the writing. I love the directing. I love acting. But actually, for me, it's the creative process that I really enjoy, as opposed to just the performing.
It's absolutely amazing. I think we go all morning talking about all the other things you do, but we'll wind up this a little bit now, because about what you're doing with in the care homes and for the elderly people. I just have this vision of a lot of elderly people having a jolly good knees up when you're there. Yeah. And how many people from the theatre go to a particular production? And do you obviously bring props and everything. You stage the whole thing.
So how many? It really varies from venue to venue. So we go into care homes, community centres. This summer we're doing about 300 different venues. So we receive funding for 30 in Merton, but we are touring London and the home counties. So it really varies. We do anything from kind of a small care home of about sort of like 15 to sort of like 100 in a community centre. So it really varies.
Yeah. And the actors in your theatre, are they full-time with you or do they part-time with you and do other things as well?
They're all self-employed, so they'll be contracted for a specific amount of time. So they're contracted for this tour. And I'm hoping, these actors this summer have been particularly good, so I'm hoping they might come back and do Panto.
So what would you say to the Radio Jackie listeners? Because obviously you want to promote what you're doing, but also you're probably asking for aspiring actors to come and join the theatre company.
Yeah, for people with heart for this kind of work. And I think my message is about actually how much the arts do benefit people and do benefit people in care settings and how important they are. You know, we can look after the physical thing of people, but actually, you know, what are we doing for their mental and their, you know, creativeness? And I think it's really important. That wasn't very summed up very well, but that's kind of...
I think what you're saying, and I totally agree with you, that in this sort of high-flying world we're in, whatever age you are, there's a lot of mental health and social pressures. To be able to overcome that with music and laughter and dancing and getting out of yourself, doing something totally different is so helpful.
Yeah. I think to sum it up, in one of my arts applications, I always put this, which is what the Arts Council say, and I truly see this and it bears out in what RARA does. And it says, getting involved in creative activities and communities reduces loneliness, supports physical and mental health and well-being, sustains older people and helps to build and strengthen social ties. And I always, I see that. I see that day in, day out in what we do. And so I think that for me sums it up.
Perfectly summed up. If people want to get a hold of you, what's the best, what's your website?
The website address is rarathetre.com. We have recently just been hacked and our social media platforms are down at the moment and I cannot get back my Instagram account. So yeah, I'm absolutely gutted. We are gutted. We've been totally hacked and locked out of both accounts.
Well, hopefully you'll get back in at some stage. Meanwhile, we do have your website address to tell the listeners.
Thank you.
And
so as part of the fund, I should have said that, as part of the funding, we have actually opened up some of the performances to the general public, well, aiming at the elderly, to try and get them to start coming to community centres, because I think there is a barrier sometimes and they don't come to community centres, whereas an event like this is a chance for them to come and visit a community centre, see what it's like and hopefully engage and then come back again. So but there is about 4 or 5, which was on our social media platforms, which I don't know if it is or not.
Well, I'll end the interview for now, but thank you for coming on to Radio Jackie to talk to me.
Thank you so much. Bye-bye.
Take care. Bye, Jean.